Now turn to the section 245D.09. Just as a hint, the section is in bolded all caps. Now look at subdivision 4 with me to see the full list of training topics. A simplified list of the training topics has been included on your screen or on your handout. These training topics are required for every direct support staff supporting people under 245D. It doesn't matter the type of service or the number of hours a staff person works. These topics still must be provided to them. What is emphasized for all topics are staff responsibilities related to each area. Number 1, job description, including how to respond and report incidents and follow safety practices. 245D, policies and procedures. Do not mistake this for your employee policies and procedures. They are different. Data privacy, including HIPAA and Chapter 13, otherwise known as the Minnesota Data Practices Act. Service recipient rights. Maltreatment of vulnerable adults and minors. Person-centered principles and service delivery. Emergency use of manual restraint and the safe and correct use of them. Prohibited procedures, basic first aid, or other topics required in each person's CSSP or topics required by the license holder. So when do all of this training have to be done? The orientation training needs to be done within the first 60 days of hire.